From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm John Idsty, sitting in for Jennifer Ludden. U.S. forces and their Iraqi allies fought sporadic battles today with insurgents in Samarra. The Sunni city has been a no-go zone for the Americans. Pockets of resistance remain. About 3,000 U.S. soldiers and 2,000 Iraqis are taking part in the Samarra operation. U.S. officials from President Bush on down have talked up the progress in training Iraqi security forces. NPR's Emily Harris has been with the troops in Samarra and filed this report.
This isn't the first time Americans have tried to take control of Samarra with the help of Iraqi troops. But during an attempt in April, the Iraqi National Guard unit sent in simply melted away. U.S. military officials blamed poor leadership and a lack of good training. American Major Jim Lechner says this time things were different. He's an advisor to an Iraqi army unit that's part of the Samarra operation.
So this is the first major operation that this Iraqi Army Battalion has been a part of. Very successful.
Iraqi commandos took control of the city's Golden Mosque. A 350-man army unit now holds a former pharmaceutical company compound and the site of Samarra's famous spiral tower. But Lechner admits it was a challenge just to get his troops on the bus. He says that's partly because the operation start date kept changing, bumping into vacation schedules.
We were literally putting people on leave when the order came down to get on the trucks and go. So a little bit, not awkward or uncomfortable, but a little bit difficult for guys to make a quick transition into, okay, I'm not going home. I just called my wife, told her I'm coming home, but I'm not. I'm going to take my civilian clothes off, put my uniform on, and go back and fight in the city. So it took us a couple hours to sort that out.
The soldiers also wanted to double check they would be paid. Once this Iraqi army unit was bused to the edge of Samarra Thursday night, American soldiers led the way to the pharmaceutical company and broke an entrance in the back gate. The Iraqis went through the buildings looking for insurgents. There were none, just a couple of guards who put up no resistance. Even so, Captain William Adler says it took a long time for the Iraqi soldiers to check the factory out.
Now they have some challenges in dealing with their junior leaders aren't as experienced as ours. You know, and for example, we've been with this battalion for 6 months and brought them from basic training all the way through this point, so which the U.S. unit, you have a lot more depth of experience, so it's a little slower than you'd expect with the U.S. unit, but they did pretty well. And plus, they don't have all the same equipment that the U.S. units have, the night vision devices, so in some cases we had it just to be prudent, we had to wait till daylight to complete.
Friday morning, the Iraqi soldiers went across the street to capture an ancient mosque. They were entirely successful. No one was there. Friday afternoon, they were maintaining their positions, guns at the ready, perhaps too ready. When lunch arrived and soldiers gathered around to get it, an AK-47 rifle went off right near the crowd. Advisor Lechner calmed things down quickly.
All right, let's go, yeah. It's an accident.
Moments later, there may have been a pot shot taken at the soldiers from a nearby neighborhood. They responded in full. Gun discipline is a big challenge to teach Iraqis, according to trainers working with Army and National Guard units. Many men use AK-47 rifles frequently, but casually, tossing off celebratory rounds into the air. In Samarra Friday, one Iraqi National Guard member literally shot himself in the foot. U.S. Lieutenant Enrique Longoria says the Iraqi guardsman was using his gun as a cane. Longoria sees his own mission in Samarra as making it safe enough for Iraqi security to take over.
We got to make the environment right for the IMP guys to come in, you know. Might take a year, but
that's the goal.
That's
get
the goal.
It so they can do it. Yeah.
That then start taking care of their own country.
He doesn't think that will happen quickly. Because of cultural sensitivities, Americans can't teach discipline to the Iraqis the way they were taught in basic training. Plus, there are worries some security forces are working with the insurgency. Still, Captain Dave Arnold says having Iraqi troops helped him take a Samarra neighborhood.
It seems to help bring those guys in real quick. I mean, people do calm down, and it's less of a us versus them than it's a, okay, let's just go through it.
Iraqis serving in Samarra say they are ready to fight other Iraqis there. That didn't happen when the U.S. tried to take back another insurgent city, Fallujah, earlier this year. A second try, with Iraqi forces, is expected soon. Emily Harris, NPR News, Samarra.